All right, so over the course of this study, we can see that we have a large range of economic optimal nitrogen rates. We range anywhere from not having a response at zero all the way to not seeing a plateau in that response, so around 315 kilograms per hectare, which is our highest rate. And one important aspect of being able to determine any ONR is really how much nitrogen you're getting from the soil during that year. And so what we did in this study is we used the anaerobic potentially mineralizable nitrogen test to, or PMN for short, in the rest of this presentation, to kind of estimate how much nitrogen that soil could potentially provide to this to the crop in that year, and see if that can help us improve our estimation of how much nitrogen we then needed to apply to the crop. So the PMN test, our real question, or what we did with it, is it takes a soil sample, and then you incubate it for a certain amount of time in an anaerobic environment, and then that filter that solution, and then, for instance, on the far right hand, we use a colorimetric test to see the concentration of nitrogen, and that's basically our index of how much nitrogen that soil could produce. But our question with this is how much, or what's the best protocol to use to predict EONR? And so the standard for this test is to use pre-plant soil sampling and then incubate it for 7 days. However, with this test, we also wanted to look at what if we delayed that sampling closer to that V5 stage where higher end uptake is taking place, and you're past that high leaching loss period during the early spring with high rainfalls. And then since we're using that V5 later in the season, a lot of farmers are already going to apply nitrogen. And we've seen from previous studies that adding nitrogen to that study can affect that, how much and when that nitrogen is mineralized. So we looked at sampling an area that has zero nitrogen applied and then an area that had 180 kilograms of nitrogen applied, which is around optimal on average. And then the 7-day incubation was a standard length. We also looked at increasing that incubation length to see if that could help improve our correlation to our optimal N rate. And so after we took these 9 different combinations of treatments, we then related them to the different EONR values for single and split applications that we saw throughout the study. And I'm only going to show you the results for the split applications. And the metric we're going to use for this is the root mean square error, which is on the y-axis on this. And what we're really looking for is a low root mean square error. So you've seen earlier around 30 kilograms per nitrogen per hectare is really kind of where we'd like to hit with this. And so if we take the standard 7-day pre-plant sampling that we can see here in this blue bar, we see it's much higher than that 30 kilograms. We're nearly around 70. So then we're going to see, can we lower that RMSE by increasing the incubation length? And so with the pre-plant sampling we see that by increasing incubation length, we're not improving that correlation. And then next here, we can see if we delay that sampling to V5 where we didn't apply nitrogen, we again see that there's actually a slight increase in that root mean square error, which is not what we wanted to see. But then if we sample the site where we had added nitrogen and sampled at V8 or V5, again, we see that root mean square error did not improve. So increasing incubation lengths didn't help our relatability to optimal nitrogen rates. So if we take these 7-day samples, which is your standard sample, it's less lab time, better turnaround time, and we take those, because EONR isn't just based on how much it could potentially get, but then we have other things that are acting on that. So what I did then is we take that blue bar, which is PMN alone, and then I looked at different soil characteristics that we evaluated: soil carbon, organic matter, pH, bulk density, the texture of the soil, sandstone and clay, and see how well that could relate to EONR. And then I incorporated that in with the PMN test to see if we could improve our ability to predict EONR. And as you can see, the difference between the blue and orange bars is very little. It did improve it some, but not to a significant amount to where we really want that RMSE to be down near the 30 kilogram level. So not only are we looking about soils, but as Max showed earlier, the weather is also very important. So the next thing I did is I looked at different weather variables. I looked at temperature across the season at individual periods of time, as well as precipitation. Not only the cumulative precipitation, but the evenness of the rainfall throughout the season, to see how well we could use that information to help improve our predictability of our economic optimal nitrogen rate. And as you can see here in the green bar, we do get a significant decrease in that root mean square, still around 45, which is still a little high, but it's much better. And from this study overall, we can see PMN alone, this anaerobic mineralization test, isn't going to be the silver bullet as far as predicting UNR. But if we add these soil characteristics and these weather to it, we can help improve our ability to relate EONR to and improve nitrogen management. Yeah, I'll leave it at that.